A listener wrote to A Moment of Science about a fascinating phenomenon she noticed when heating water for tea in a microwave oven. She would take the cup of water out of the microwave just as bubbles started to form in the water. When she lowered a tea bag into the cup, the water started to boil. How, she asked, could it start to boil after she had removed it from the oven? And why did it boil only when she put the tea bag in? The familiar bubbles of boiling water contain water vapor or steam coming to the surface as the water boils. The tiny bubbles which form on the surfaces of the pan before boiling starts contain oxygen coming out of solution as the water is heated. Now, these bubbles cannot just form out of the blue, so to speak. They must have a surface on which to form. Such a surface can be the rough bottom or sides of a pan, or tiny particles of dust in the water. On a stove, the bubbles form on the pan's surfaces, which are marred by tiny pits and crevices. In a microwave, a glass container is usually used, and it has smooth surfaces that don't provide good places for bubbles to form. However, when you lower a tea bag into the water, its many wrinkles and tiny pockets provide many good surfaces for bubbles to form on, so you get the familiar signature of boiling water. As a matter of fact, you'll get the same result by dropping a pebble into the hot water. This little experiment only works with water heated in a microwave because that water is heated quickly and evenly throughout and is all simultaneously at boiling temperature. Water heated on a stove gets hot gradually from the bottom up, so by the time all of the water is at boiling temperature, it's already rolling and bubbling. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.